Good morning. My guest this morning is Dennis Agnos from Face to Face. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning.
Art for Life, the longest running art auction in the county.
It is. Isn't that something?
Amazing. This is the 30th year.
Year number 30 this September at the month we're in.
Okay. Describe what this year's festivities will be like.
So as you mentioned, Art for Life in Sonoma County is the longest running art auction to end HIV. We actually believe that not only is it the longest running in Sonoma County, it's the longest running
I'm sure there is.
And 30 years ago, the art community, the wonderfully generous art community of Sonoma County, came to us and said, what can we do? How do we help? And brought in a piece of glass and said, sell it, make some money. And there's the genesis of that wonderful art auction. It will be held Saturday, September 16th at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. We have more than 150 of those generous Sonoma County artists who have donated inspired works of arts, from ceramics to oil paintings, textiles, you name it, jewelry. There's something for everybody to come take a look and bid. And 100% of those proceeds come right back to the agency to do our HIV prevention and care services work.
It says right here that it's approximately 200 works of art.
We are inching our way up to that number. We're getting very close. So we're pleased about that.
Can you describe a few pieces to sort of whet people's imagination?
Sure. Well, to whet their imagination is easy for them. They could go to the website and see the gallery specifically. A lot of the art is already up for our guests and for the public to preview.
Uh-huh.
But there's beautiful art pieces, glass works by Bronca Harris and Laurence, all the way through to pastels by Clark Mitchell and gorgeous landscapes and modern art pieces, sculptures, whimsical ceramics by Cynthia Hipkiss out in Sonoma County. So there really is something for everybody, just depending on what interests you.
And also refreshments.
Yes, indeed. So the event happens on Saturday the 16th from 2 to 6 p.m. And we encourage everybody to attend promptly at 2 o'clock because bidding does begin.
Right.
You don't want to show up late because you might miss your chance at that beautiful piece
That's
of art.
That's right. It's gone forever,
it
friends.
It is gone.
Unless you get there on time.
And the listeners should know, too, that there are four different small galleries within the large gallery. And we close the auction, gallery one, gallery two, gallery three, gallery four. So if you come at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, gallery one or two might already be closed. So you want to be there for the full 4 hours. We have beautiful, beautiful refreshments from area wineries, delicious foods from folks like the pharmacy in Santa Rosa. BJ's Brewhouse is coming, and our good friends at A La Carte Catering will be there to pass lovely nibblies out to everyone to take care of your appetite.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I take it this is an important fundraiser for Face to Face.
It is. You know, at risk of throwing out that cliche, but I will. I mean, this is our singular sensation. We're very proud of all the fundraising events and activities that we do. But with a 30-year history and the kind of support that we get from the community, this is something quite special and something to participate in if you haven't before. And even if you think your walls are filled with art, I'm telling you, there's something that you're going to want to take
right
home. It's beautiful.
No wall on earth has enough art on it.
I appreciate you saying
that. You can quote me. I take it you've done very well in the past.
We have. If you look at the 30-year history, the Art for Life has raised well over $2 million for the agency. And that allows us to do the HIV prevention work throughout the county, such as our Speakers Bureau, where we go into middle and high schools and teach about HIV and HIV prevention, all the way through to the kind of care services that we provide our 500 clients that we service every year, who really, a number of them are among the most vulnerable of our community.
Great. Thank you, Dennis, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And let's tell people to remember the date, Saturday, September 16th at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. For information, on telephone 544-1581, online f2f.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.